It's a pleasure to have Lynn Cherry from Young Voices for the Planet join us. How are you, Lynn?
Wonderful.
Tell me about this program. I know it's been underway for a while, but it's coming to the Pittsburgh area. Can you explain it?
Yeah, this is the 10th year. We have 13 films. They're called Young Voices for the Planet, and they're youth solutions to the climate crisis. And thanks to the Heinz Endowment and the Garden Club of Allegheny County, we're putting on 6 civic engagement and democracy educator workshops. They're actually called the Paula Scully Memorial Civic Engagement and Democracy Educator Workshops, named after local conservationist Paula Scully.
And how do those work?
They're in 6 different locations, so we have 6 different hosts. We've had 2 of them, one at La Roche College and one at Lutherland Camp. And then this Sunday, we have one at Phipps Conservatory, and people can actually still come to this. We have some openings.
And that's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
So April 28th, you can attend. And where's this going to be again?
At Phipps Conservatory.
So easy to get to. And what are the hours?
It's from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m.
We'll give you registration information shortly so you can jot that down. So these films, they're 13 altogether. They have titles like Olivia's Birds and The Oil Spill, Longing for a Local Lunch, Save Tomorrow, We Sing Out, which includes Pete Seeger. Tell me a little bit about how these films come together, mm-hmm. how they're produced, and how people can see them.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit about my background because for 30 years, I was a children's book author and an illustrator, and people pretty much know me as the author of The Great Kapok Tree and A River Ran Wild, these environmental children's books that have been pretty much a staple in elementary school classrooms, and they teach about the environment. And then I did a book on climate change with Gary Brosh, How We Know What We Know About Our Changing Climate. Scientists and kids explore global warming, thinking, oh, if people know about climate change, they're going to want to go do something. But it found that that wasn't really the case. And then I realized it was the same issue as when I told kids about this kind of very disturbing environmental issues, that you could actually see them withdraw. They would get kind of upset. Mm-hmm. So I realized that I had to talk about the success stories. So kids had told me about saving rainforests and cleaning up rivers. And so I applied the same idea to climate change and started telling stories of young people who were planting trees. Felix Finkbeiner in Plant for the Planet, one of the movies, a boy from Germany, he's planted almost 1 billion trees. And I filmed him when he was 11. He started the project when he was 9. It's international now, and he's in college. They grew up.
I like this one called Save Tomorrow that advocates for renewable energy with solar panels.
That's one of my favorite movies because those girls were 9 years old, and they saw the rest of the Young Voices for the Planet films. And just from seeing those films, they said, wow, those kids look like us. Maybe we could do something. And they found that their town had a law prohibiting solar panels on town buildings. And so at 9 years old, they testified at their town meeting. They got a standing ovation. The law was overturned. And then the town went the complete opposite direction and put solar panels on every town building. Then the kids advocated to get solar panels on the school, and they succeeded. And then they saved a piece of conservation land. And there's no stopping them. And as one of the girls in the film says, it changes you. And so this is what I find from just the kids watching these films, seeing their peers doing these amazing things where they change minds, they change laws, and they're changing the world. They see these other young people, and when they see their peers taking action, that they realize they can do that too. So it's very exciting.
You're hearing the voice of Lynn Cherry, who is with a program called Young Voices for the Planet. And Lynn, you make your home in D.C. or New York? I'm trying to remember.
I have a farm in Maryland, which is close to D.C.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, that this program is new in Pittsburgh. Now, what will people do? There's a workshop tomorrow at Phipps Conservatory, mm-hmm. and Botanical Gardens. What time does it start, and what can people actually who attend do? What will they learn?
Well, they can get Act 48 credits if they're teachers. And anyone who works with youth at all, who wants to inspire, you know, a lot of times kids say, we want to do something, but what can we do? We don't know what. And this workshop ties in the whole history of democracy, of rights and responsibilities, and of success stories of how we've changed in this country, you know, from its inception, you know, civil rights, women's rights, children's rights. You know, children used to work in factories. And so when they see that this is our tradition, and then they see these kids in the films, they see that this is a great way to empower young people. And then there's a curriculum. So a big part is this action plan in our curriculum where they go through the films and see, how did these kids do this? And then they come up with their own action plan. And we have a lot of local environmentalists coming in who are talking about local Pittsburgh issues. And then we break up in the afternoon into workshops and come up with our own action plans on any number of issues that is you know, of the participants choosing, you know, clean air, fracking, transportation, the trains coming through. I mean, there's just a million things here. And then coming up with an action plan that the kids can get involved. And this is a way of bringing education, STEM education, and making it relevant to a child's life. And our last film called Words Have Power, we have a curriculum around that called The Courage to Act. And that is about this girl from Bridgeport, Connecticut, who had terrible asthma because of the coal-fired power plant. She started speaking out at 10 years old. She was just an amazing speaker. She catalyzed this movement, and they shut down the coal-fired power plant. But she talks about environmental racism, and it's just a very powerful film and curriculum.
I was curious if you, when we say young voices for the planet, that can transcend the environmental issues. Environmental issues actually transcend just about everything. But there are other voices, too, in terms of xenophobia and trying to erase fear of the unknown in terms of being more civic-minded. Do those issues come up as well as part of the curriculum? Certainly teachers might choose to take them in that direction if they want.
Absolutely. And there's a very strong social justice component, especially with this Courage to Act curriculum. And we show a little piece of a film that was made by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is about teaching tolerance. And it's how in the civil rights movement, I hadn't realized this, but it was actually these thousands of kids who just left school. And it was called the Children's March. And that was actually what galvanized the civil rights movement. I had no idea, but it was kids.
I do remember, I don't remember it firsthand, but I remember reading about that. This is children's book author Lynn Cherry. She's here in from Maryland today to talk about the Voices, or Young Voices for the Planet program. Tomorrow at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, if you are a teacher or perhaps a youth leader in a community organization, an interested adult, and I'm sure you can bring along kids too if you would like to, and you can get a chance to see some of the films in the Young Voices for the Planet film series and also learn about how you can bring some of these principles to your classroom. The website to go to if you'd like more information, it's let's see, is it Young? Tell me what
young
it is.
YoungVoicesForThePlanet.com.
That's what I thought. Young Voice. There it is, right in front of me. Yeah. YoungVoicesForThePlanet.com. Young Voices is a nonprofit organization. You can learn more about them there. And Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, I keep trying to remember, is it, what time does it start tomorrow?
At 9.
At 9. At 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So,
and you can, and it's the around back. Down the driveway and around back.
Okay. So you can get a chance to go there. You can learn more if you go to Phipps's website or if you follow the link that we'll post. It is at slbradio.org, but we'll put a post up on Facebook too.
Thank you.
It must be remarkable for you to watch this program grow and to see the impact that it's having. Do you hope to extend to other cities as well?
The films are shown all over the world, actually. As far as this program, the workshop, we've already had many inquiries about, can you bring this here? Can you bring this here? And so in a number of places, they're actually organizing them. So I myself won't have to organize them. I'll just be able to come and participate in their organizing them, which is my goal. But I think the biggest take-home message is that when kids or adults are faced with all this doom and gloom, this negativity, it pushes you away. And it's actually called motivated avoidance. You're motivated to avoid hearing about it ever again. But if you start teaching about any issue with hope and success stories, then it's uplifting and empowering. And then you have the energy to move forward and actually make change. And that's so important.
How old are the kids you hope to reach?
I'd say starting at 8 and then going up to, in my case, you know, it's 16 that we film kids.
Because you can realize or experience almost a fight or flight type of reaction. Thank you. I was going to say experience, but reaction is the word I was looking for. Because if you really take time to study and look at energy usage trends or understand the microsystems and how they contribute to everything that takes place, as adults, I think we grapple with these subjects. And if you know me well, almost every day, I say ignorance is bliss. And what happens is you suddenly reveal some of the issues at hand here on all sides and the various opinions about climate and environmental issues and especially energy issues. Can you imagine if you're a child who begins to become less ignorant, if you will, about these issues, and suddenly that blissful state becomes something very different than bliss, and you could just shut down. And I've seen kids do that because I've seen adults do that too. It's a very complicated thing to consider. So having a program like this to help young people navigate the solutions and evaluations and to feel a little more positive and also to be part of the solution is really critically important.
Yeah, I'd like to invite psychologists and social scientists to come to this workshop because this is really what it's all about. We're actually looking at the effect of these negative, this negative information on youth, and it's all about empowering and teaching educators how to get through exactly what you just mentioned through this motivated avoidance and to have it come through and have that be, it's like taking that energy and using it for change and with hope.
Lynn Cherry is the voice that you're hearing. And if you go to youngvoicesfortheplanet.com, you can learn more about this program. Phipps Conservatory, the starting time is 9. I neglected to ask you the time at which it ends tomorrow.
At 4, and then there's an optional walk around the Phipps Botanical Garden afterwards.
How nice. So 9 until 4 tomorrow, that's April 28th, at Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Garden. And if you're unable to attend, you can write to Young Voices for Planet, right?
Also, we have two upcoming workshops, two more.
Oh, what are the other two?
We have one on June 1st at Fern Hollow, and we have one on June 26th at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden.
Oh, excellent.
And so another one in July that's we haven't scheduled a place yet.
Oh, this is good then. So what's the email address?
It's youngvoicesforplanet@gmail.com, and the 4 is F-O-R spelled out.
Young Voices, F-O-R, Planet, youngvoices4planet@gmail.com. You can probably get on a mailing list to know what's happening. You can follow the program on Twitter at Young Climate, also on Instagram, or go to the website youngvoicesfortheplanet.com. I hope things continue to go well. Congratulations. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? We just have a few seconds left.
Yeah, the last workshop we had was just so dynamic. It was so exciting. I learned so much from the teachers. They have gone out and they're sharing this information, and it's, they say it's just so uplifting for them to be able to now understand how to approach these difficult topics about climate change. So I thank Pittsburgh for hosting these. I thank the Heinz Foundation, the Heinz Endowments, and Garden Club, and I hope listeners will just come and join this workshop tomorrow. That would be great.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and if you can't make tomorrow's, as you heard, additional workshops coming up in the months ahead that you can track at youngvoicesfortheplanet.com.